Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulele Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzak, and you've reached His Ability. And thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about something we're excited about again. We're going to take a break from talking about our book, although I will mention that our book, First Watch the Inside, is in progress and being published as we speak. It's going to be with Zulon Press, and it's in the process of being published. And since this is our first time, it's the only experience we've ever had, and so our experience is just emailing back and forth and uploading files and getting the feedback from the Zulon Press people and reviewing things. And you know, pretty soon I'm going to be looking at the front cover and how it looks and approving that. And then we're going to be getting maybe the whole manuscript back to look at, as it's very exciting. So we have been talking a lot about that. You can find a lot of information about our book on our hisability.com website, and you can see archived programs about different subjects that we've talked about in the book. So that's the update on that. We continue to let you know about that as it goes along, and when it is finally available for purchase, we will be definitely talking about that. Today, I have with me my husband, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
We've decided that, you know, when God has us excited about something, that's what we're going to talk about on this program. And we're very excited about a newfound church that we've come across. And actually, it was started here at WMUZ. Robin Sullivan did turn me on to a church that she's been to. And there's a pastor that talks on their sister station, AM 560. His name is
Brent Hansen.
I'm sorry, Brent Hansen.
Right.
Mixing him up with the author we're going to talk about. So we visited that church last week.
New Song Community Church.
And where is it?
Commerce Township. It's on Maple Road, just east of Beck. Maple and Benstein.
Okay, and that is just about half an hour from us. We are excited about the healing series that they're doing there.
Yeah, it's a very cool church. They believe in the full gospel. Signs, wonders, healing, word of knowledge, all that. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, and if you're afraid of charismatic people, then
you don't want to go there.
Yeah. No, you know what? There's charismatic, and then there's not quite, you know, I mean, there's different views of and different experiences. If you've had a bad experience with charismatic people, that might not be of God what happened,
right?
You know, and we won't go into right. that, but this was a mild
the I manifestations think. Of the Holy Spirit can be very weird if you've never been around him before, and the way you
react to
some people respond to him can be weird,
right?
So,
and we want to experience the presence of God. I don't want to shut it off, and I don't want to react badly to it, to where I'm out of control.
Right.
That's not of God either, because the prophet is subject. What is
the spirit is subject to the prophet.
Right. So there, anything that's out of control, where you can't help yourself, I believe is
that's not God.
Not of God.
Right.
So understanding what your gifts are, or what God's flowing through you. And using that for supernatural signs and wonders, or to have God speak through you, is awesome. I need to be in that.
Yes.
And we found that being Pentecostal was not enough for us. So.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You know, but when you're looking for a healing, you need to turn it on full.
Right.
You need to turn it up.
Need the God spigot opened up wide.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, otherwise you're just going to be waiting and waiting and waiting. And
New Song Church is inviting Kevin Dedman, who is a pastor and a teacher at Bethel Church in California. He's invited to come to them to New Song a week from today.
Well, today's Friday. We're recording this on Friday. And
Sunday. So it'll be Friday. It'll be the Friday following the you listening to this broadcast.
Correct.
And Kevin Dedman's bringing a team of what they call treasure hunters. These guys operate in gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. They pray and ask God, show us where you have some lost treasure that we can go find. And they might get a few clues here and there, like Walmart, blue sweatshirt, headache, shovels, something like that from the team. So they build this, what they call a treasure map.
This is through word of knowledge?
Yep, they do this during prayer, prayer session.
So you have to be born again, spirit-filled, have some gifts of the Spirit to start with.
And be in faith, because you gotta trust that what you're hearing is of God.
It's clues.
Right. So they take these clues and their team, and they'll head on out to, in this case, the incident was Walmart. They go to Walmart. They go hang out where the shovels are sold, and because shovel was one of the clues, and now they're waiting to find someone in a blue shirt that has a headache. So here comes this, in this example I'm reading in the book, here comes this woman and her young son who's wearing a blue shirt, and one of the team members is like, oh, maybe that's our treasure. So they approach this woman, and they say, listen, God's put us on a treasure hunt, and we think you're the treasure that he's looking for. He's asked us to look for, at Walmart, near the shovels, someone with a blue shirt that has problems with headaches. Do you have problems with headaches? And she said, my son has chronic headaches. He's been suffering. I don't remember what the incident was, if he fell and hurt himself or whatever, but he's been suffering from these chronic headaches. So the team asked, is it okay if we pray for you? And they said, sure. So they prayed for this boy, and right there in the store, he was healed of the headache that he was currently experiencing. And these people wanted to know more, and that is how they received salvation. That's how they received knowledge of God, the kingdom of God. And what a cool way to witness.
Well, it's the only way, as far as I'm concerned. The disciples did it. Jesus did it himself. I don't think Jesus ever prayed over anybody that wasn't looking for a healing, didn't want it. And he didn't go out and try to talk to people that
Do you want to be healed? He'd ask, do you want to be well? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to walk?
What do you want from me?
Right.
Exactly. Did he not know what they wanted? No, he's looking for receptive.
Somebody who's ready.
Right.
Right, exactly. And this word of knowledge that is demonstrated in this example, there's many examples in this book. The book is called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. It's by Kevin Dedman. You could probably pick this up at any place, Amazon, any bookstore. Anyway, there's many examples in here. And what he says, Jesus used that very same technique. For example, the Samaritan woman at the well. They were talking about a theological debate on where they should pray and so forth. Mm-hmm. And Jesus got a download that she is now living with someone who's not her husband, and she's had five husbands.
Word of knowledge.
Right. Now, he didn't use that to,
impress.
Point fingers at her and go, well, you're not even living with your current husband.
Oh, right.
He used that.
To judge.
He didn't judge her. He used it as a way to demonstrate God knows your situation, and he loves you anyway, and he wants to help you. And it convinced her this is the Messiah.
Yes, and when we have the gifts flowing and we have word of knowledge, and then we have confirmation from the person, yes, that's correct, then your faith is lifted, and okay, I'm onto something. I am hearing from the Lord. And so that increases your ability to pray in faith and believe that you're doing what God wants you
Very
to do,
cool.
and that it's going to happen.
Very cool.
So the gifts of the Spirit are just awesome, and we're supposed to be operating in that. I believe that we're spiritually handicapped when we're not using gifts of the Spirit, and I want to stay as far away from being handicapped as possible.
The people that want to share the gospel, they want to tell others about Jesus, but it's an awkward position to be in. You just walk up to somebody in a store and go, hi, God loves you. Did you know that Jesus died for you? And that doesn't necessarily get received very well. But if you know in advance by the Holy Spirit, there is this person who needs to hear from me.
And here's the clue.
Right. This is how I'm going to lead you to a person who's receptive. The person who's receptive is waiting for the gospel. They are the person who's going to receive.
Now, this is this author, Kevin Dedman, is from Bethel Church
in California.
And we have talked about Bethel Church before here when we were talking about the Finger of God DVD,
yes,
way back, and all the that we've actually talked to, showed our children this treasure hunt thing that's going on. We're like, look what they're doing in California with, you
with know, their youth group.
Yeah, their youth group. Look what they're doing. They're going out healing people for fun on Friday nights.
Right. Oh,
and
cool.
We're like, you know, how do we do this? So we believe in healing. We believe God wants us doing that, but we're kind of trying to learn how. And we found a local church. And again, yes, it's newsongcommunitychurch.com.
Right.
You can go there to their website, newsongcommunitychurch.com.
Or NS4U.US. That'll also get you there.
It's the same one.
Yeah.
Now, there's all the so next weekend, this Bethel Church is coming out, and they're doing a series on healing. They're going to be coming out, actually, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to minister and to teach.
And teach how to do treasure hunts.
But the other thing we wanted to promote was that this pastor of New Song, it has a radio program on AM 560, 10:30 a.m. For 10 minutes about what they're talking about at the church. And so his name is
Brent Hansen.
And next week he's going to be interviewing, he's going to have a whole series of interviews with Kevin Dedman. So you can hear that as soon as, I mean, you can also go to their archive programs like you can with us. And so starting next week, you should be able to access all of that.
It's going to be very exciting. I would say to anyone listening, if you want,
we'll be there.
If you like signs and wonders, if you think the Holy Spirit moves in supernatural ways and you are thirsty for that,
mm-hmm,
you want to come to this church this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're going to see some of that.
Yeah. If you're tired of having nothing happening in your life and you're waiting on healing and what's taking God so long, and you believe that you've been, you know, that we should be doing what the disciples did. How do we do that? Why aren't we seeing more miracles happen? Well, they're supposed to be happening, and we just need to understand more how. So we're excited that, you know, again, Robin Sullivan led us to this church. She's promoting that, and I believe that miracles are happening. Our miracles are in progress as we speak. And
the Holy Spirit is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen, yes, and forever. Yes. So we will, we just want to promote that newsongcommunitychurch.com. Go there, and maybe we'll see you there. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilite at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.